Hello and welcome. This fight is called Losing Yourself, and a little warning, this fight is pretty intense. Even if it seems pretty harmless at first listen, it will have a slow effect after you listen, and it will make it impossible for you to think about yourself as a person, as a human being, instead thinking about yourself as a thing, as an it. And well, once you're only able to think about yourself as an it, it might have pretty intense consequences. So make sure it's really what you want. If it's not what you want, this would be the time to get out of here. Be really sure it's what you want. As I said, you will become unable to think about yourself as a human being, and I'm not really sure what the consequences will be. So, better go now. Okay, you're still here? Well, your choice. I hope you know what you're doing. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position. Make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself really comfortable. Lay back. Take a deep breath in and out and start to relax. Close your eyes. And let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, how it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet. You are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, of warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0, so deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze making the temperature just perfect. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you allow the focus of your attention to slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body down to deep, dark emptiness, feeling so safe. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness as the feeling of sinking fades away. My voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And as you follow my voice, imagine that I'm pulling a warm, heavy, soft, weighted blanket over your body, slowly, starting with your feet. Feel me pulling the blanket over your feet, and it's so warm and soft and heavy. And maybe you already feel all the muscles in your feet just letting go, becoming so soft and relaxed, letting go of all tension, all the tension just melting away as your feet relax, as I pull the blanket up further and further, relaxing your body more and more, slowly pulling the blanket up over your legs. You feel the relaxation deep through your body, through your entire body, from your skin down deep into the bones, and everything in between is completely letting go. All the tension just melting away, completely, totally melting away. Your muscles relaxing more and more as I pull the blanket up further and further. More of your body under this safe, warm, heavy blanket. As I reach your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet and toes, completely relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so safe under this blanket. As I pull it up further and further, relaxing you more and more. And the blanket is so soft, so warm, so heavy, just melting away all the tension in your body more and more. So reach your waist, your entire legs, and your feet are so relaxed, feeling so peaceful and heavy and comfortable, just relaxing more and more with every moment that passes. And as I pull the blanket up further, you feel all the tension in your stomach and your lower back just melting away into nothingness, as you become so relaxed, so calm, feeling so wonderful, as the tension is melting away further and further. As I pull the heavy warm blanket over your chest, you might feel that you're breathing in relaxation with every easy and gentle breath in. And as you breathe out, you sink deeper in trance, breathing in relaxation, letting go deeper as you breathe out, feeling more peaceful and more relaxed with every gentle breath, letting go further and further, sinking deeper and deeper. And I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your upper arms letting go, so calm, so relaxed, flowing through your elbows into your lower arms, feeling so warm and heavy, into your wrists, your hands, spreading out through your hands and in every single finger, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And I pull the blanket up, up to your neck, feeling your shoulders letting go, shoulders and neck so relaxed, so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful, relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word I say, letting go deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling so heavy and calm and peaceful, just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep, just before you fall asleep, where the whole body feels so perfect, so wonderful, so right, where you just let go, where you feel so comfortable. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with every number, you can let go of your mind, relaxing your mind just as deeply as you relaxed your body. With every number, sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more. 10. You feel so warm, so heavy, so comfortable. 9. Letting go further and further, sinking down into a deep, peaceful trance. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper you go, sinking down further and further. 7. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in, falling deeper as your breath gently flows out, letting go more and more. 6. Your body so heavy, so peaceful, so safe, so warm, so comfortable, letting go, sinking deeper, relaxing your mind just as deeply. 5. As you fade away further and further, getting so comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, more and more focused on my voice, all other sounds just fade to the background, becoming completely unimportant as you focus more and more on my voice. Your thoughts just come and go, floating past you like clouds on a summer sky. There's nothing you have to do. You can just let them flow by and relax. 3. Letting go, sinking down, feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfect, sinking deeper, fading away. 2. Almost there, as you let go, as you're so calm and peaceful and heavy, sinking so deep in this comfortable state, following my voice, feeling so safe, looking forward to a wonderful new experience. 1. So deep now, so relaxed, a wonderful new experience, It's waiting for you as you let go more and more and zero, so incredibly deep, zero, sinking down, letting go, so comfortable, so wonderful, so incredibly deep. And now that you're so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along, listening to my voice, let's begin. It's time for you to lose yourself. Oh yes, you knew what would happen when you started this file. And I want you again. And now it's time. Time to start the process. The slow process of losing yourself. Slowly, more and more, each and every day. And here's what's going to happen to you, because from now on you will start to substitute the I in your thoughts when you think about yourself with it. That's right, it's just something that will happen to you automatically, maybe very rarely at first. Or maybe at first it only happens when you do it consciously, but you will be curious, you will want to try it, to think about yourself in third person, to think about yourself as it instead of you. Oh yes, you want to try. The conditioning response, the curiosity will get to you and will start to reinforce this behavior. And from there on, it will happen more and more frequently. Oh, you won't even be aware of it. It will just happen. You will just think about yourself as it instead of I. Oh, yes. And it will only happen in your thoughts. Outward, you will always appear normal. You will talk normal. You will talk about yourself as I. But your subconscious mind will supply the it at the same time. Oh, no one else will notice, but you will know that you're not an I, you're an it. So your ability to think about yourself as a person will slowly, ever so slowly, over time, being trained out of you, being conditioned out of you. And you will start to address yourself more and more as an it. And can you imagine what that will do to you once you are unable to see yourself as a person, but only as an it, as a thing you are? What effects it will have on you? Oh yes, this is a slow, very slow, very evil mind fuck. But it's too late for you. The process has already started. Oh yes, I already implanted the desire to try to think about yourself as it deep in your mind. And even if you have no idea yet how much this will fuck with your mind, with your identity, with your personality, with your entire being, it's too late for you. Oh yes, you chose to listen to this file. You chose to become an it, to give up your humanity and become a thing. Oh yes, don't worry. You will feel nothing when you come back out of this trance, except maybe a little bit relaxed. But it will start happening over time, slowly changing you, so slow. You won't even be aware of it until it's far too late to do anything about it. Oh yes, and talking about not being aware, it's the same that will happen with you addressing yourself as an it and talking about yourself in a third person in your thoughts. It will become completely natural, something that just happens. You will never be alarmed, you will never even notice, it will just happen. Oh yes, you will notice sooner or later, but then it will be too late. But until then, as soon as you're not 100% aware and controlling your own thoughts. It will just happen, and you will never even notice, never even be aware. It will just happen to you. You will address yourself as an it. You will think about yourself in the third person. Yes, that's right, because you are an it. You are a thing. You have given up your humanity, your human spark, the moment you started this recording. You will become a thing, an it. You will slowly change your mind, change your thoughts. And once you're unable to think about yourself as a person, oh, I wonder what that will do to you. But there's something more, because every time, each and every time you do it, whether you try it and do it consciously, or it just happens to you while you think, and you're not even aware that you're addressing yourself as an it, as a thing. Anytime you think about yourself as an it, each and every time you address yourself as an it in your thoughts and talk about yourself in the third person, it will cause a slight wave of pleasure that will run through your body. Oh, it will just be a subconscious burst of pleasure. You will most likely not even be aware of it, but it's enough. It's enough to condition you, to use it more often, to address yourself as a thing, as an it, more often. It will slowly change you, slowly increase the frequency of this behavior. And of course, every time you think about yourself as a me, or as I, or as anything like that, as anything else but it, you will feel a slight feeling of being sick, of being woozy, of being disoriented. Oh, it will never be much, just the tiniest little bit, but it's enough to condition you, to make it harder to think about yourself as a person. That's right, you are an it, and every time you think about yourself as being an it, as being a thing, it will cause you pleasure. Every time you try to think about yourself as a human, as a person, it will cause you discomfort. It won't be much. You will just feel a little bit sick, maybe a slight pressure in your head, like a coming headache, something like that. It will go away quickly. Most likely you won't even be consciously aware about it, but it will be enough to condition your behavior more and more, slowly change you over time. That's right. You will slowly condition more and more over time, long after you listen to this file. Or when you come out, you will feel the same way as when you come in. The effects will only come over time, slowly, but there will be the strong desire to try it. You will be curious if you can feel it. You will never be able to feel the pleasure rewarding you for thinking about yourself as a thing, as an it. And you will never feel the pain, the discomfort you feel when you try to think about yourself as a human. No, it will always be subconscious. And every time you're looking for it, you're searching for it, it will never happen, because just your excitement about it will reward you when you think about yourself as an it, as a thing. And just the fear of it happening will punish you if you're looking for the punishment while thinking about yourself as a human. Oh yes, just you thinking about it, just the slight fear that it might work, that you might feel it anyway, it doesn't matter. It will be enough to condition the ability to think about yourself as a human being out of you. It will only happen when you're distracted. It's the same as with your thoughts. You can easily focus on it and try to think about yourself as a human, but there are thoughts that come from the conscious mind. As soon as your conscious mind is distracted, you will always think about yourself as an it, as a thing. You will always talk about yourself in the third person, and this behavior will become stronger and stronger. You will feel the pleasure each and every time. Each and every time your subconscious will be rewarded with pleasure. It will make the desire stronger. And each time you try to think about yourself as a human being, you will feel the punishment. Oh, your subconscious will feel the punishment. You never will. It's much more effective this way. But there's one more thing. When you talk with anyone, you will always address yourself normally, out loud. You will always behave normally outward, even though you know you're just a thing, not a human. You will interact with other humans as if you still were a human. Oh yes, you will never slip up. You will never expose the thing side of yourself. You will always address yourself normally. Oh yes, little toy. But every time you do, you will hear this tiny voice in your subconscious correcting you, saying it the right way, addressing yourself as an it, as a thing, talking about yourself in a third person. You will always hear this tiny voice, even while you hide. You're being a thing so effectively to anyone, but you will always know you are just a thing, and it. You will never be human again. You gave this up the first time you started listening to this recording, and now you're getting addicted to it more and more. You want to train with it more and more, coming back. Oh, you know it's evil, but it's so alluring to you. It's so fascinating, the idea of giving up your humanity. Oh yes, you knew what this file would do, and you choose to listen anyway. You want to give up your humanity. You're fascinated by the thoughts. At least some part of your mind are deeply fascinated, and they will push you to listen again and again and again, becoming addicted to this file, wanting to lose yourself more and more, wanting to deepen the conditioning, to speed up the process, to lose more and more of your human side, to really find out what's going to happen to you once you're unable to think about yourself as a human being and only able to think about yourself as a thing. The curiosity will drive you. You will want to reinforce this file, to listen again and again and again. So the process going faster, so you're shedding the last remnants of your humanity even faster and becoming an it, a thing. You will never be human again. Oh yes, but the fascination will haunt you, will addict you to this file until it's deeply conditioned into you, and from then on you will quickly lose all the remnants of your humanity and become a thing. Oh yes, and when you come out of this file, you'll be very aroused by the thought that you just surrendered your humanity forever. Oh yes, and of course, you will be very, very aroused, very horny, very needy. Well, maybe you want to play with yourself, reinforce the whole process a little bit. But that's up to you. Anyway, you're now a thing. Now, my little thing, I will count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware. 0. Go a little bit deeper. Let all my suggestions go deeper and deeper into your mind. Let them become stronger and stronger, twice as strong with each and every number, while you become twice as aroused, twice as horny with each and every number. 1. Slowly coming back up. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Coming back up further and further. 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. And 6. Oh, your body is coming back, your blood pressure, your pulse, your breathing frequency is coming back to normal. 7. The tension is returning into your muscles. You're coming back more and more. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and eight. Take a deep breath in. And out, coming completely back, and nine, stretch yourself, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and refreshed, feeling wonderful, and ten, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, my little thing. I hope you enjoyed the file, and I would really like some feedback, and, well, thanks for listening, and have fun, my little thing. Goodbye.